This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. This 4th of July, while you're grilling real food, why is your dog still eating processed filler? We Feed Raw makes it easy to upgrade your dog's bowl with complete, balanced raw meals made from high-quality meat and nutrient-rich organs, with no fillers and no artificial preservatives. It arrives frozen, ready to serve, and made to help your dog thrive from nose to tail. New customers can save $100. That's $50 off your first two boxes when you start a new meal plan subscription by July 7th. We Feed Raw makes feeding real raw meals easy with personalized plans delivered right to your door. Visit wefeedraw.com. That's WEFEEDRAW.com. We Feed Raw gives your best friend real food they'll love.
Ahead in the next hour, 7 o'clock in the nation's capital, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The lights burned late into the night in the Senate over the issue of gun control.
Some 40 senators joined Christopher Murphy's filibuster Wednesday. The demand, action on legislation that would block weapons purchases by those on a terror watch list. Murphy said he was motivated by the lack of gun law reform since the massacre at Sandy Hook.
The failure of this body to do anything at all, it isn't just painful. It's unconscionable.
Just after 2 a.m., after 14 hours, the filibuster ended. According to a tweet from Murphy, the Senate will be voting on gun control legislation. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
The Senate's trying to friend Facebook, asking CEO Mark Zuckerberg in a letter for more information about the online activity of Orlando gunman Omar Mateen. Facebook's had no comment on the request. Meanwhile, President Obama travels to Orlando today to offer condolences to those impacted by the weekend shootings there. Just down the road at Walt Disney World, the nation's most popular resort remains rocked by the death of a two-year-old boy taken off the shore by an alligator.
We know that for a second morning now, all beaches across Walt Disney World resorts are closed. They say out of an abundance of caution, of course, after that two-year-old boy was snatched into the Seven Seas Lagoon. The Orange County Sheriff's saying that it's likely the boy drowned, but of course, the family will have to wait for the results of the autopsy to confirm the cause of death.
Correspondent Victor Blackwell, no charges expected against the parents for any kind of negligence in the case. Both good and bad news for the Purple Line. On the positive side, Maryland reports it has all the funding it needs to get going with construction. Transportation Secretary Pete Ron.
When that's in place, that means all the money's together, and that means we'll be breaking ground this fall, and the Purple Line's going to be moving along.
But will it? A group suing to stop the line connecting New Carrollton and Bethesda told a federal judge hearing the case that Maryland failed to consider the impact of Metro's maintenance problems and declining ridership before it approved the project. The judge has floated the idea of ordering the state to perform an analysis before it moved forward. A public hearing will be held tonight in hopes of saving a former home of the American Press Institute in Reston.
The building on Sunrise Drive in Reston opened in 1974, but has been vacant since 2012, and now there's talk of building townhouses and condos on that land. Carol Ann Reardon is among those trying to save the building.
The API building should be preserved, treasured, and celebrated.
Fairfax County Board Chair Sharon Bulova says adding it to a historic registry isn't enough. Someone has to invest.
Maybe $20, $30 million to buy a building and then to refurbish it.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The man who runs the University System of Maryland's getting a $75,000 bonus and a $30,000 raise. Critics of the increase for Chancellor Robert Corrett are less concerned with the numbers than they are of the fact that this was all done behind closed doors by the University Board of Regents. The news wasn't made public until the media asked about it. School officials say they didn't release the information because it's a personnel matter. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,640, the NASDAQ at 4835. In sports,
here he goes. Worth, deep right center. It's going. It's going. It's off the top of the wall. The Nationals win.
Bob Carpenter on Masson is Jason Worth's second walk-off hit in 4 days, leads the Nationals over the Cubs in 12 innings. The Red Sox beat the Orioles. WMAL News Time, 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Lanks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
Need your home sold guaranteed? ITrustFrank.com.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to JoeHadid.com.
705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, let's start Virginia with just a little bit of volume. Interloop through Annandale briefly as you pass the toll road. Maryland topside, though, we've been busy this morning. Had the accident activity all cleared to the shoulder. Outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. So all travel lanes have been reopened. Still watch for that solid lineup as you come off of I-95. 29 pushing out of Fairland down toward White Oak, slowing again in toward Four Corners. Just below speed, 29, your lanes have been open. Onto the Wilson Bridge we go. Delays as you approach Route 5, Branch Avenue, interloop to Route 4. A little bit of a stop and go. Into Brandywine, just to keep alert, we need extra time, but the crash cleared. Northbound 5 at Brandywine Road and Metro Rail Red Line. Residual delays to Shady Grove due to an earlier train malfunction at Glenmont. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp weather around, still mild, cloudy this morning, and we could see a couple of showers around, partly cloudy this afternoon, with slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Strong storm, maybe a severe storm, 84 degrees. I think the chance for wet weather picks up a little bit tonight, tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 73 in Dumfries, 66 in Bowie, 72 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Hundreds of Hillary Clinton's campaign staffers are moving over to the payroll of the Democratic National Committee. Find out what this means right now at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:07. You're listening to WMAL. It's where Washington comes to talk. You're smart. You know where you are. You know why you're here. You're starting your day the right way. And boy, what a couple hours we got in front of you. 7:35, bottom of this hour, the great one, Mark Levin. 7:45, Stuart Varney. He's pretty great, too, from Fox Business Channel. And then 8:05, well, I don't know if he's great or not, but he's back. He's former D.C. Mayor Vince Gray, and he just got re-elected back to the district council. He'll join us at 8:05. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Pete Hoekstra, senior fellow at the Investigative Project on Terrorism. He's also the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and a good friend of this program. Thank you, Congressman Hoekstra, for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so listen, there's so much to ask you about the Orlando shooter and the investigation that is ongoing. I'm a little troubled by the fact that this administration seems to be in a rush to put a big red bow on this thing and say it was domestic, homegrown terrorism. We're finding out that this man went to the Hajj on two different occasions, consecutive years, which I'm told is unusual, and that the Saudis very quickly wanted to say, oh, he didn't do anything he shouldn't have done while he was here. He didn't meet with anybody he shouldn't have met with. How in the world could they possibly know that? And why are they rushing to try to make this domestic terrorism homegrown?
They won't know that. Let me divert for just a second. You know, I met with Muammar Gaddafi three times between 2003 and 2010, and we talked about the threat from radical Islam. And he said one of the things that he worried about in his regime, in his government, was when the young people of Libya made the trip to Saudi Arabia for the Hajj. He says when they go to Saudi Arabia, they are targeted, they are recruited, and that is when radical jihadist groups believe that they can get their hands on some of these individuals. And so there's no way at this point that our government knows exactly what happened on those trips to Saudi Arabia. What I can tell you is that a young man going to Saudi Arabia on the Hajj would be a highly sought-after target by radical jihadist groups, and that may be where the radicalization process started.
And it would be unusual to go 2 years in a row, but why are they pushing for this to be domestic? Why are they so strong in making that point?
Well, they've been reluctant to admit this threat that's out there. And remember, if this gets tied to an international nexus, their record in the Middle East is atrocious. Libya is now a failed state. Egypt is a failed, Egypt almost became a failed state. Syria and Iraq are failed states. Yemen is a failed state. Their track record internationally is atrocious. And what you have is you now have places where these organizations can plan, prepare, and train for the next attacks. It's much easier to say, you know, this happened, the guy got on the internet, was self-radicalized, that's an internal threat, and, you know, this international thing that's totally disrupting Europe, that's not coming over here. It simplifies the problem to a great extent. It also excuses their immigration policy, where they're letting in thousands of these folks from the Middle East as refugees without having any idea who these people are or what their ties are.
And I want to talk about that as well, because, you know, they keep saying, oh, since 9/11 there have been no foreign fighter terror attacks. That's the language they're using. You know, discounting the fact that, well, let's just look at San Bernardino, if we could, Pete Hoekstra. The woman, Syed Farouk, she was born in Pakistan. She was processed and interviewed and screened from coming into the country when she was the fiance of Tafshin Malik. And, I flipped their names there. Tafshin was the woman and Syed Farouk was the man. She was investigated and she was given a clean bill of health and given a green card. We found out later that the two of them talked about jihad before they even met each other in person. So what kind of investigations are going on in these cases, and should they be tightening these investigations?
Absolutely, they need to be tightening these investigations. Remember, right now, the focus is on, quote-unquote, Syrian refugees. Syria is a failed state. The states around it are failed states. By definition, if you're coming from a region like that, there's not a government structure or there's not access to databases that would tell you or give you any background on these people, whether they've been arrested, whether they've been investigated, or whether there have been suspicions. We don't even really know what country they are from.
Yeah.
This is the problem that Europe is having.
It's not like we can tap into the Damascus Hall of Records and take a look at all of the great record keeping they keep there. These people are coming, they're refugees, for crying out loud.
That's exactly right. And we have to remember, these refugee situations did not exist to this extent from these countries prior to this administration. Libya was an ally and was stopping the refugee flow from northern Africa into Europe. Assad, Assad was keeping a lid on the garbage can of radical jihadists. And this administration facilitated the lifting of the top of the garbage can. They took the lid off the garbage can, and radical jihadism has spawned a huge growth curve over the last 5-10 years. In 2001, 9/11, there were roughly 2,500 people that were being killed as a result of radical jihadist activities around the world. In 2010, 2011, that number was around 9,000.
Mm-hmm.
But by 2014, 2015, that number had grown to 28,000 per year. Radical jihadism is on the move. They are effectively winning. The president says, well, you know, they're losing territory. One of the most ridiculous comments I've ever heard was the president said, well, they're cutting salaries.
Yeah.
You know, for their government bureaucrats. Yeah, during his term in office, the radical jihadist groups, they have formed a quasi-functioning nation state.
Yeah.
And he says, well, the win is we're forcing them to cut their pay.
Let me ask you very quickly, with our time running down, I want to get into this. This Orlando shooter was investigated by the FBI. They found nothing on two different occasions, and they had to close out the investigation. Why did that investigation have to be closed out? Who's forcing them to do that? Is it the law, or is it the Justice Department and their guidelines?
It's probably the Justice Department and their guidelines. I think if they believed this person was a real and genuine threat, they could have continued this. But remember, this administration and like-minded individuals in New York City closed down one of the most effective surveillance programs in the country, right, if not in the world. You know, going to where the threats emanated from and monitoring those. Political correctness in New York, the new mayor and the new police chief said, we're going to stop this program. They've effectively stopped it. I think that same kind of politically correct that thinking is going through the Justice Department.
All right.
And that's the result that we see.
We have to leave it right there. Representative Pete Hoekstra, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, it is a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Always good to talk with you.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have an unusual backup on 66 in the westbound direction, the opposite flow of the commute. So listen up if you're heading west out towards Centerville, Manassas. The crash, only one left lane gets by. I'm looking at it in the cameras right now. Just before you get to 28 Centerville Road, again, stay to the left to get by. This crash delays back near the Fairfax County Parkway. You can see the activity eastbound, obviously. A lot of fire and rescue there, so slowing to get past the scene of the crash. Interloop the Beltway to get you past the Little River Turnpike, heavy on that stretch through Annandale. And again, as you pass the toll road, Wilson Bridge backups before you get to Route 5. Top side of the Beltway from 95, not worse than 95. 95 and around to George Avenue. Once you get past George Avenue, you might see some of the remnants of the earlier crash on the shoulder. 270, it's been about the volume and through Hyattstown, Germantown, most of the way down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a sort of a rainy day here for a little bit. I mean, we have a 30% chance of rain today, a 90% chance of rain, and they actually expect about a half inch of rain tonight. Tomorrow, the rain will continue, but by the time we get to the weekend, looks like things are going to be pretty nice with temperatures in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
You know, I love me my baseball, and I got to talk about yesterday's game with the Washington Nationals and the Chicago Cubs. You know, they're basically the two hottest teams in baseball. A lot of people already thinking that this is your warm-up to the National League Championship, these two teams, if things hold true the rest of the season. Now, it's June, I get it, and the Nats were looking pretty good at this time last year before the Mets came on. But let's talk about this game yesterday. Chicago Cubs, you know, the Nats had to leave yesterday to go fly to San Diego. They play today in San Diego. So what the Major League Baseball does sometimes at the end of a series, if you've got to travel on a Thursday night to get to the other side of the coast, they do what's called a getaway game. It's an early game. Yeah. They do it, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock game.
Yeah.
So that you can finish up early and then get out.
It didn't work out that way.
Did not work out that way at all. This ended up going into the 12th inning, and the innings were long, too. It was a slow game. And it was a tie game, 3-3. The Cubs, top of the 12th, go ahead by one run. So now it's 4-3. Uh-oh, getting to the bottom of the 9th for the Washington Nationals. And Jason Wirth gets up to bat, and this happened.
Here he goes. Wirth, deep right center. It's going. It's going. It's off the top of the wall. The Nationals win.
Amazing game. You heard the fans there. They stayed, too.
Yeah.
Man, they...
I watched the tail end of that game. It was quite exciting.
It was very exciting. So the Cubs took 2 out of 3. They won the first game 4-1. Yesterday's game, they won 5-4. Now, game 2, which was Tuesday, they had the lead. They came back from behind. They had the lead, and then they ended up losing a heartbreaker one-run game. But, boy, these two teams are very even right now, the Cubs and the Nats. So it could be very exciting to see as they go. The Nationals are now 41-25 on the season. That's a 621 percentage. Again, it's June. I don't want to get too excited. But let's talk a little bit about Jason Wirth for a minute. He had that game-winning hit. I think we just talked like 5 days ago he had the game-winning walk-off hit as well. He hit a grand slam about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I am one of the many people in town who have said Jason Wirth is great. He's got a great, you know, exciting attitude. They love him in the clubhouse. But, man, every time he gets up there and it's time for a clutch hit, he can't deliver.
He chokes.
He's been hitting into double plays. I mean, his last clutch hit, up until this latest string, his last clutch hit was the home walk-off home run he hit in the playoffs several years back. Well, but Jason Wirth has been coming on strong here lately.
Yeah.
And so he was interviewed after the game specifically about the criticism that he's had to deal with lately.
You've talked about people maybe criticizing your age coming into the season, and you've said you've had a little bit left in the tank. You're convinced of that. How do you feel just about the way that you're swinging it and what you've been able to accomplish over these last 4 days?
Yeah, people can kiss my...
Oh, really?
Well, there you go. That's the attitude you like in Jason Wirth.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of passion. There's no doubt about that.
But this is why people love baseball, though, when things like this can happen. So, interview is getting a lot of coverage, as you can well imagine, getting picked up nationally. But they did win the game, and now they're going to go to this 4-game series against the Padres over on the left coast, and they should do well if they're not too tired after this trip. And I also want to say, you know, when they picked up Dusty Baker as the manager, I was skeptical. I'm not a big fan of Dusty Baker.
Well, I remember you were very harsh.
I don't like him. And I still am skeptical that he's good in terms of the pitcher's innings and keeping the pitchers out too long and not necessarily going to the bullpen at the right time and not making the right moves with his pitchers. That being said, the players all say that the difference this year in the clubhouse is Dusty
Baker. He does seem to have a great rapport with his players. He truly does.
He does. And when they win a game like that, it's pretty cool to see the skipper out there celebrating like he's one of the kids.
That's right.
In the game as well.
It was his birthday yesterday.
I heard that. Happy birthday, Dusty Baker. I'm still not a big fan.
It's 722 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Your kids are spending a lot of time around the house now. School is out or will be out like tomorrow for a lot of you, or Monday if you're in Montgomery County and you have to come in for that silly half day of school. My kids are home now from school. They're here for the summer, and I noticed something. Have you noticed your kids tend to just not use the furniture much? They roll around on the floor all the time. That's where they're hanging out with their iPhones and personal devices. That's where they're playing their Xbox or their PlayStation. That's where they're chilling out doing their summer school. As if. But they're all rolling around on the carpet. Well, what do you want them rolling around in? You want them rolling around in dirt and pollen and dander and gross stuff that's in your carpet? No, you want to get your carpets cleaned, of course. And by the way, do you want them rolling around in those chemicals and the residue that a lot of those carpet cleaning companies bring to the table? No, you don't want that either. What you want is Zero Res. Zero Res is totally green, all natural, cleans better than the chemical companies, but leaves nothing behind that's going to irritate your kids or your loved ones, or you, for that matter. Call them right now. Zero Res has a great deal right now. Limited time only. $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call them 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. It's Zero Res. Online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
It's the mid-year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get incredible deals on more than 10 million square feet of beautiful, top-quality floors, like pre-finished hardwood from $149, bamboo from $149, and North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Looking for popular distressed styles? We've got Virginia Millworks 10 to 30% off, plus special financing. Hurry, the mid-year clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a Washington, D.C. store near you today.
They call Winter Troxell the retirement professor for a reason, because he does such a great job of educating people about their options for retirement.
I love being the retirement professor, and I love helping people prepare for retirement.
Start earning your retirement credits today with a complimentary retirement readiness report at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Then hopefully the only thing our retirees will have to worry about is how they spend their free time.
Join the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $250,000 Mega Winners Weekend Giveaway, June 24th and 25th. Earn entries now for your chance to win prizes, including free slot play or even $250,000 cash. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, at 66 westbound, where we have big delays forming in the opposite flow of the commute. Serious crash, couple cars involved, one on its side, westbound 66, just before you get to 28 in Centerville. Stay to the left to get you on by. Heading eastbound, you can see all of that activity pretty much linking up delays coming out of Manassas now to 28 Centerville. On to the Beltway we go. If you're heading inner loop north, you're in delays just before you get to the toll road toward the American Legion Bridge. To the Wilson Bridge, big backups this morning near Route 5. In fact, before you even get to Route 5, Branch Avenue. Doing a little bit better in Brandywine just because the crash is clear, but I'm still seeing delays here. Northbound 5301 before you even get to Cedarville Road, and that is just stop and go up toward Brandywine Road, the scene of the earlier crash, so remnants must be there for the distraction. And a quick note on the Maryland Beltway outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue. That crash has been cleared to the shoulder for some time. Delays from 95 and around toward George Avenue. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in and patchy fog for the first part of the day. Maybe even a few light rain showers this afternoon. A slight chance of thunderstorms. There may be a few around that could be strong, possibly severe. 84 tonight. Some rain around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is 7:26.
Well, it's times like this when we have a political season going on. There it is. Where you really wish you had the old Tonight Show. That wouldn't you love to hear what Johnny Carson has to say about Hillary versus Donald?
I would love that. Yeah. It would really be great. I miss Johnny Carson.
Sure, and forget about that. What about Jay Leno? Wouldn't you like to hear what Jay Leno has to say?
I like Jay Leno. I like to know what I sort of miss him.
Johnny Carson ain't coming back, but Jay Leno did last night.
Oh, really?
They do this sometimes. Leno was in New York. Fallon, who now does the Tonight Show.
He pulls a hammy
He pretends
something.
He has an injury and needs to get a relief pitcher in there.
I think I might have pulled something on that last joke. I'm not sure I can go on, actually. But this is the Tonight Show. We have to go on. I need someone to tag in for me. Anyone, you got this?
And it is Jay Leno, of course. So what did he have to say? Well, he had a lot to say. Here's just
a few
taste.
Things on his mind.
Just a taste.
According to the Social Security Administration, the most popular baby names of 2016, Noah and Emma. Least popular baby names? Donald and Hillary.
That says just getting started. He had plenty more. My favorite joke, actually, that he had to do with Bernie Sanders. He said Bernie Sanders has admitted that when he was young, he smoked marijuana, and it affected his judgment. It clouded his wisdom, and he wasn't able to think straight. And then Jay Leno said, and any minute now, it's going to clear up. I liked that one. That's pretty good. It's 728 on WMAL.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
It's 7:30, and you want to stick around because in just a few moments, we're going to be joined by the one, the only, the great one, Mark Levin will be here. It's now 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A state prosecutor in Nottoway County, south of Richmond, claims that Governor Terry McAuliffe's blanket restoration of voting rights for former felons has made 132 prisoners who are still behind bars eligible to vote. Commonwealth's Attorney Terry Royal says the 132 are sex offenders who've served their time but are still deemed too dangerous to release. McAuliffe's office disputes the claim. The man who shot up the Pulse nightclub in Orlando over the weekend just couldn't get enough of himself.
Enormous self-absorption. We're learning in addition to the phone calls he's making in the midst of the attack after he's killed dozens of people, he was posting on Facebook. He was searching on Facebook to see if people were talking about the shooting that he just committed.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto, the Senate's asking Facebook for more information about the gunman's account. No comment from Facebook so far. MedStar Washington set to open a new heart and vascular hospital.
A dedication ceremony will take place tonight for the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital. Dr. Stuart Seides is executive director of the Heart and Vascular Institute.
And it co-locates our heart and vascular specialists into sort of a single physical location.
When the hospital opens next month, it'll have 164 beds and all equipment will hang on the ceiling so that doctors can have full access to patients. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Loudoun County man's fighting for his dream of owning a gun shop in the town of Hamilton. Kevin Jones had no trouble getting the space for the guns, but then his imagination took over.
We acquired the building, and if you've been the inside, it's beautiful. So, it screams a coffee shop.
And that's where the hang-up comes. Jones is having trouble getting permits to sell coffee at his gun shop, which he has named Bullets and Beans. The store is not zoned for restaurant use for several issues, including parking. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,640, the NASDAQ at 48,35. In sports, the Nats beat the Cubs in a 12-inning thriller that ended with Jason Worth's walk-off double, and the Red Sox beat the Birds. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899. Let me say that again. $899. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty
free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Here's to the moment. The moment all those late nights paid off. The moment you took your career up a notch. The boss put you in charge of a project. The day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area, so you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Federal employees, their spouses, and dependents can save 25% on out-of-state tuition with UMUC's Federal Education and Development Program. Build your career with a bachelor's or master's in high-demand fields like business, IT, healthcare, and more. Get started creating your moment. Visit umuc.edu/DC25. That's umuc.edu/DC25.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
To get from Maryland to Virginia, across the Wilson Bridge, delays almost back near Route 4. Had a minor crash that had been in the backup, cleared out of the travel lanes. DC 295, once you get there, northbound, a little bit of volume at the Naval Research Lab, and then everyone slow if you're heading up toward the Douglas Bridge or in on the 11th Street Bridge. Lanes reported open on the southeast, southwest freeway. Now, as you come across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge off of 66, Arlington Boulevard, seeing that slow onto Constitution Avenue. Had the crash reported Constitution Avenue heading inbound, eastbound as you come up toward 14th Street. Fire and rescue were on their way there. Now, Virginia, 66 unusual backups westbound. Crash involved a couple cars, one still on its side, but we now have two lanes to get by in Centerville. Westbound 66 before 28th Centerville. Stay the left to get by. Eastbound, you can see all the activity. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in and patchy fog for the first part of the day. Maybe even a few light rain showers this afternoon. A slight chance of thunderstorms. Or maybe a few around that could be strong, possibly severe. 84. Tonight, some rain around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 72 in Burke, 70 in Frederick, 72 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Products. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL. This is Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we're just getting started. 7:45, just 10 minutes from now. Stuart Varney, Fox Business Channel, will be our guest. And then at 8:05, he was moments away from being indicted, according to the U.S. attorney here in the district, and he's now back on the D.C. Council. He's former Mayor Vince Gray. He'll be our guest. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And here he is, the great one, Mark Levin, joining us on the line this morning. Always a pleasure when the great one drops by. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Brian, how are you, sir?
Of course, he's the host of the Mark Levin Show, heard here on WMAL, and his new venture is Levin TV, which is pretty good stuff. You should check it out. Mark, we got to get right to a big question.
Yes, sir.
Because it looks like the Senate today is going to move toward taking some kind of action on this concept of no fly, no buy. If indeed you're on the no-fly list because somebody has deemed you to be a risk, then you should not be able to buy a weapon. How do you feel about that? I mean, we were talking about it earlier, and we're going to actually ask our audience about this later. But my sense of it is I don't have a problem with that, but I know, I understand that those who do have an issue. What's your sense of it?
Well, here's the problem. The problem is, let me give you an example. This guy who slaughtered all these people in Orlando, he had full criminal background checks in 2007 and 2013. Full criminal background checks. He was working for a contractor for DHS involved in security. He was interviewed twice by the FBI, 2013 and 2014, and then they took him off the list. He was rejected for body armor when he went in to get body armor, but he was approved through the FBI background check for additional weapons. He went to Saudi Arabia twice. We have no idea how his parents got here, but his father's an anti-American, pro-Taliban guy. He didn't use an AR-15, despite the propaganda.
Right.
I don't get it. Isn't that better? Isn't that more information? Isn't that significant background information on a guy? Forget about the no-fly list. This should have been a no-terrorist guy right here. Mm-hmm. So we seem to be comfortable, Brian. I have an idea. Nobody on the no-fly list and nobody on the terror list. Well, where are these lists coming from? We have 5 million people in this country on our visa lists who are supposed to leave. 480,000 last year alone. Who are they? Where are they? We don't know. Even if we had a wall, they're coming through the front door and they don't leave. We have people with box cutters on 9/11. We have Tim McVeigh who used fertilizer to blow up the federal building. And now we're saying, you know, if we just had the no-fly list, this guy, if he was on the no-fly list, he wasn't getting on a plane. And besides, they did background checks on this guy. How would any of this have stopped this guy? How would any of this have stopped San Bernardino? How would any of this have stopped what took place in Fort Hood? Not one of these proposals would have. You know why? Because politicians want you know what? We need common sense gun reform. Like we need common sense immigration reform. Mm-hmm. And common sense health care reform. The very damn politicians who've created
Mark,
this situation.
You know I know I love and respect you, but let me ask you this question. Isn't it common sense to say if we have determined that there, when we think there are about somewhere 50,000 people who are on the no-fly list right now, and the numbers are not accurate, but that's the best number we have. 50,000 people in this country are such a security risk that we don't think they should get on a plane. Shouldn't we also say they shouldn't actually go out and buy weapons either?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If they're here illegally, shouldn't they be deported?
Yeah, if they are, sure.
Well, who are they?
Well, this is the question.
No, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
Talking about these lists. I don't know who.
I don't know if they're here legally. I don't know if they're not here legally.
Why don't we know who's on these lists?
Because it's not made public.
No, but they can give us information. Where are they from? What country are they from? What are their backgrounds? This is the first time in American history we're not allowed to know anything.
Yeah.
During World War II, we were allowed to know. So we have these lists, and they sound great because we give them a title.
Yeah.
You know nothing about that list. I know nothing about that list. I don't even know who puts these lists together. I do know this. If it's the FBI, I assume they have some role. The same FBI under Obama that's not allowed to use the word jihadis. The same FBI that has a whole list of things they're not allowed to look at. Words they're not allowed to use, but don't worry, everybody, we have a no-fly list. That would have no effect on this guy who just slaughtered 49 people. You want to get serious? I'll tell you how to get serious. In 2011, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton prevented all immigration, all asylum applications, all refugees from Iraq for 6 months. Did you know that? They did that in 2011. Because they found some terrorists had slipped through, and they realized our vetting process stinks.
Hmm.
Do you know what the GAO said about the asylum system last December? It has systemic flaws, widespread fraud. Now, let's be honest. No-fly list, great. Terror list, great. These people are getting into the country. That's where you have to stop them at the border. How come in 2011 it wasn't racist to stop them at the border, but today it is?
Right. Our guest is Mark Levin, as if he needs an introduction. Mark, we only have a minute left.
You can call me Denali.
We only have a minute left, Mark, but I would love for you to just take a quick moment, because you've read the Federalist Papers many times. You know more about the founding and a document of our country better than anybody, at least I think.
At least on WMAL.
At least on WMAL. Can you talk a little bit about the due process aspect of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and how that is in danger with this kind of idea of having a secret list kept by the government that preemptively prevents you from exercising your other rights, and then you, after the fact, have to go through and prove that you deserve your rights?
Well, you know, it's funny. It almost doesn't matter anymore what the Constitution says, because the Supreme Court has interpreted these things, you know. And the Supreme Court now makes the law, and I'm saying it very sarcastically, but in so many respects it's true. You can have a no-fly list or a terror list and create obstacles for people to get things like guns or get on airplanes and so forth up front and extend the period of time so you can investigate them. That's perfectly legitimate. So I don't even make the due process argument. A lot of the libertarian folks make the due process argument. I just make the common sense argument. That's the phrase we're supposed to use, right?
Right, common sense.
Which is this. We have an immigration system. What's the purpose of immigration? Does immigration mean that anybody in the world who wants to come to the United States can come here, that they have some unalienable right? No. The purpose of immigration, we Americans need to remember this. We get to decide who comes here, from where, if they'll contribute to our society. It used to be they talk about traditions and immigration. You went to Ellis Island, you had to demonstrate you didn't have any diseases or illnesses. You weren't going to be a ward of the state. You didn't have a criminal background. You weren't going to threaten the country. Today, it's reversed. You get to come into the country, then we have to figure out if you should be here or not, and we don't even do that. What we need is a real immigration list. They want to talk about all these Band-Aid systems that affect you and me and the rest of the population.
Right.
Mark Levin, we got to leave it there, but we're glad we have you on WMAL, 6 to 9 every night. Listen for 3 hours and then check out Levin TV.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Great stuff on Levin TV these days. You really got to check it out.
Good stuff.
And he's got a new makeup artist or something.
Oh, really?
He looks
very young.
Good look. Yeah.
How about that? 7:45. I need to know who that is. 7:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I was going to say the same thing. I need a new makeup artist. Here we go. Getting through town. Constitution Avenue. Heading inbound as you approach 14th Street. That's where we've had the crash. Coming off of the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and 66 slow, merging onto Constitution Avenue. George Washington Parkway. Heavy each direction to get onto the inbound 14th Street Bridge with heavy volume toward the southeast southwest freeway. A little bit better, 66 additional lanes getting by, opposite flow of the commute, but very slow into Centerville. Westbound 66 as you come up to 28 Centerville. It looks like just the right lane block, but they're clearing that right lane and trying to get everything over to the right shoulder. Heading eastbound, yes, you can see the crash. So we are in a solid line here from Manassas to Centerville. Catch a little break, heavy through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Slowing in each direction. Last morning of safe track plan number one with the orange and silver line single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston and Boyd's. Definitely put the extra pressure on arteries and the commute around that region. The second surge begins Saturday. Check the WMAL website under features for all the latest details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some patchy fog around for the first part of the day, otherwise partly cloudy and a few showers maybe around, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, possibly a strong storm, better chance of rain tonight, 84 degrees today's high. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, get your umbrella, rain coming. It is now 7:47 on WMAL.
1 week from today, June 23rd, 2016, my birthday, I'll have you know, the people of Great Britain will come forward to the ballot box and decide whether it's time for them to leave the European Union. This is a nationwide referendum happening, and it's a simple question. Should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave the European Union? Stuart Varney, anchor of Varney & Company on Fox Business, joins us now. It's the Brexit. It's 1 week away, Stuart, yeah. And how do you think it's looking?
It's a very close call at this point. Three polls released earlier this week suggest that more people are moving to the leave camp. I've seen one poll yesterday which suggested it was a dead heat. So at this point, with a week to go, it's really too close to call. But look, I'm a newly minted American citizen. My heritage is from Britain. I'm all in favor of Britain leaving the European Union. That's my point of view.
Stuart, is it true that a big driving factor here is the European Union's very lax migration standards and the current concerns with regard to that, with regard to terrorism and the economy?
Yes, it is. There is a feeling that in Britain, they've lost control of the borders, lost control of who comes into the British mainland.
And that's an island.
It's an island. If you stay in the European Union, there's a great fear that eventually Turkey will join the European Union and be able to move 70 million Muslim Turks in and out of Europe, and that includes Britain, very freely. There's a great fear of that in Britain, and there's a determination that the Brits want to control their own borders. Furthermore, there's a great deal of stress on sovereignty. The Brits want to control their own laws, to control their own people. They've had a parliament for 1,000 years. What's wrong with that? Why should laws be made in Europe, which the British are subject to? So there's two things here. There's immigration, and there's a desire for sovereignty. And on those two grounds, primarily, that's why I would say, please leave the European Union. Now, the elites are countering and saying, if you do that, business is really messed up.
Right.
We will mess up the economy, we'll mess up business, we'll mess up trade. That seems to me to be a very serious threat, one which we should consider. But for me, the arguments about immigration and sovereignty override the arguments about trade and money.
I want to get you to weigh in on the thing that's going on down in Orlando with this toddler that was snatched and killed by a gator. The toddler's been recovered, but now people are saying, well, what responsibility did Disney have? Did they not go far enough by not warning people that there were gators in that big lake?
Well, Brian, I have been to that very lake many times with my own children and grandchildren. Mm. My children and grandchildren have paddled around in precisely the same spot, and I let them do it very freely because it's Disney and the water is very shallow, and nobody thought about alligators and that lake right in the middle of the Disney property. Well, Disney, of course, is going to be liable for this terrible, terrible tragedy, and yes, of course, they should have put up signs warning about alligators, but they didn't, and they are liable. And it will cost them money. But at this particular point, Brian, I don't want to talk about money. I'm still convulsed with the horror of what happened to that family. That is a dreadful story.
It is. It truly is. And we're going to have to leave it there on this busy news day. Stuart Varney, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks,
gentlemen. Thank you very much.
It is 7:51.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know at my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. Thousands have attended, and now it's your turn. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Bethesda this Saturday, June 18th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 800-614-2034 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-614-2034 and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-2034. That's 800-614-2034. Call now.
It is now time to check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Susan Lee.
My apologies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chuck Campbell.
Hey, Chuck, how are you, bud?
Susan just got called away, so I'm filling in, trying to cover the broken news that I didn't even break.
Okay.
Stocks are going to fall again today on Wall Street, and this time you can blame Brexit for that. Brexit would be Britain's possible exit from the European Union. There's a vote on the issue next week. Wall Street worries that Britain's departure would hurt the world's economies and stock markets. Disney opened its new theme park in Shanghai this morning. It's $5.5 billion, Disney's largest overseas investment. Volkswagen plans to roll out more than 30 electric-powered vehicles by 2025, company trying to bounce back from the diesel emissions cheating scandal. Philadelphia City Council votes today on whether to impose a tax on sweetened drinks. Right now, only Berkeley, California has a so-called soda tax. And Ford was founded 113 years ago today. Henry Ford launched the business with backing of $28,000 from some investors. Ford is now ninth on the Fortune 500 list with $149 billion a year in revenue. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
7:55 now. WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, one of our latest problems with our morning commutes on Metro Rail. On the Red Line, there's continued a single track between Medical Center and Grosvenor. They have a problem outside of the Grosvenor track station, on the tracks, I should say, outside of the station. So do expect extra time. In addition to the safe track planned under the Orange and Silver Line single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston. But this is the last morning commute for that. So the extra pressure out on the roads in Virginia, definitely seeing that. 66 each way through Falls Church, 50 through West Falls Church, areas of 29 Lee Highway. Over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, quite slow this morning. In addition to the extra commuters, also have a crash on Constitution Avenue as you approach 14th Street. George Washington Parkway heavy. In fact, even northbound slowing heading towards Spout Run. Looks like we have an incident there. Northbound GW Parkway also slow to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway toward the American Legion Bridge. Now let's get you out of Brandywine. It's been a slow go this morning. Early morning crash. Northbound 5 near Brandywine Road had been cleared. Looks like a new one reported in the backups. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
A little damp weather around, still mild, cloudy this morning, and we could see a couple of showers around, partly cloudy this afternoon, with slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Strong storm, maybe a severe storm, 84 degrees. A good chance for wet weather picks up a little bit tonight, tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the Hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity, bad credit, or no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors. AmeriFactors will give you cash right now for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your accounts receivable, and if those clients don't pay on those invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your accounts receivable, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. Get new equipment, hire new employees, or go after new business. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front. Then, we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today with AmeriFactors by calling 800-737-6195 or go to AmeriFactors.com/radio. That's 800-737-6195.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a Select Home Comfort System from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
we're going to take up the question over the no-fly, no-buy bill, which is being proposed by Democrats in the Senate right now.
And we'll hear from D.C., former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray, who is re-entering the world of D.C.